Much headway has been made in mainstreaming climate finance, even while a global pandemic has been raging. But there is a lot more to do in the lead-up to COP26 in Glasgow. Firstly, in the same way the finance sector has reorganised the importance of climate risk and of reallocating capital away from carbon-intensive sectors, it must now broaden its lens to biodiversity. Biodiversity loss and the climate crisis are two sides of the same coin, and we cannot afford to focus only on climate and fossil fuel reduction. The Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, TNFD, that launches in earnest next year, offers an opportunity for the global financial community to commit to a broader environmental agenda. Greater disclosures, especially pertaining to climate, will be coming as countries such as New Zealand and the UK mandate the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, and the financial community must be prepared. What is also needed, however, are robust plans to transition. Within these plans, the finance sector is increasingly taking a sectoral approach, identifying key areas for carbon emission reduction, assessing risk, calling for investable policy pathways, and developing financial mechanisms to mobilise capital. On the investment side, we desperately need capital to flow into solutions such as carbon capture and storage, green hydrogen, EV batteries, agri-tech, and nature-based solutions, yet many of these will require innovative financial mechanisms, sometimes supported by public sector funding or enabling policy environments. To this end, we need to upskill our entire financial sector, embedding the implications of climate change and depleting natural resources into every department of every financial institution. We need financiers not only to marry their expertise with science and engineering, but also with policy expertise and the ability to interpret unfamiliar forms of data. Above all, we need financial institutions that nurture those who think differently.
This was a short extract from the winter 2021 edition of Chartered Banker. The article was entitled Building a Green and Sustainable Future by Rhian Marie Thomas and narrated by Steph Bauer.